On this episode of Free Beer and Real Estate.
So the way to jumpstart your business is to either start or increase your output of content. Now, the number one form of content, of course, we all know Tom Ferry's been preaching it for a decade, is video. So I'll give you some specific examples.
Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's Free Beer and Real Estate.
What's up, everybody? We're going to talk about real estate today. Imagine that. And the topic on everyone's mind is the slowdown happening in the market. Interest rates are going up. Inflation's going up. The market seems to be slowing down. And with that, some real estate agents are seeing their business slow down even more than it was when the market was hot. So for some of us, especially listing agents, it was pretty crazy. Listings selling as fast as we could put them on the market. And if you were working buyers, it was already tough. So three quick ideas today, and maybe more if we have time, on how to jumpstart your business. So I am Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar, 21 Mike team here in the Cleveland, Ohio area, although we reach all the way down to Columbus now. So northern half of Ohio, we can help you with that. The number two team in the entire country, some might say the world, right, Tony? Number two team in the world for Century 21.
Yes, the world, because over here, we're the only country that actually supports the numbers, or you know, we have a thing called the IRS that wants to see exactly what we do.
Right. So we can't really compare to China and some other countries because they don't really report their numbers the way that we do. So you know what? For today's show, we will say the number two Century 21 team in the world in number of sales that we produce. And if you want to reach me, it's Mike at 21Mike.com. I'm available anytime for real estate conversations, or if you're interested in learning more about our team, especially you agents who might be tuning in today because your business is slowing down, might be a great conversation to have. I'm part of Century 21 Homestar, which is an Ohio franchise. We, Tony, are what, number three in the world for
Correct.
Offices,
three
right?
In the world for offices with Century 21.
That's amazing. What are there's like 50, 60, 70,000 agents just in the US and the world? Do we even know?
Well over 150,000 agents. Yeah, again, one of those things. I always just say we just China alone, we have 3,500 offices in China. I just think there's more Century 21 agents in China than any other country, but they don't give us their exact numbers. But
wow.
Having, you know, as many offices as we have there.
I did not know that. 30. And by comparison, how many offices in the U.S.?
I think we're probably about 7,000 to 8,000. I know we're about 15 or 16,000. Technically, franchise-wise, Century 21 has more individual offices than any other real estate franchise out there.
Gotcha. Well, I learned something today that I wasn't expecting. But anyway, thanks to Tony for kind of sponsoring this weekly class that we do. Tony's a broker owner of Homestar, supporting over 500 agents here in Ohio. And Tony makes himself available via cell phone, believe it or not. Best way to get Tony is by text 216-374-1269. He's also available if you have real estate dilemmas or want to talk about the brokerage. Tony's a wealth of knowledge, been in the business roughly 30 years, not only in real estate, but also some mortgage experience. So that's pretty cool that Tony has kind of a broad background. So thanks again, Tony, for doing this. Let's get rolling, though. I want to get right to the heart of the matter. Agents that might be struggling, this downturn in the market. I'm going to give you guys at least three pointers on how to jumpstart your business. So the number one thing that I want to talk about today, Tony, is that just sitting and waiting isn't going to work. Okay. If you're going to just sit back and wait for the phone to ring, so you have to do something outbound. You have to either, you know, well, I'm going to get to the things you can do, but you have to do something that's outbound. So the number one thing I want to talk about is picking up the phone. You know, Tony, we talk about this all the time. Excuse me, but make some calls. I would start with past clients, friends, your sphere of influence. go through the contacts in your phone, go through your emails, your friends on Facebook, pick up the phone and start making phone calls. Tony, you've done this for years for recruiting agents. You are the king of dialing the phones. In fact, you even pay someone to help you dial the phones. So talk about how the phone is such a powerful tool, and it's really the number one tool that we have.
Yes, the phone has always been there since the dawn of, well, not all sales, but at least real estate sales. I think there wasn't a phone before realtors or realtors before a phone, but it's there. I mean, it's just, I love real estate. That's why I'm in it for so many years, but it's really the best sales to be in. Anybody you talk to in the, it can be a possible customer, and anybody you talk to in the country could equal referral fee. I have agents that earn more money every year with referral fees. And every time they get one of those checks, they're thousands of dollars. I'm like, wow, that was like an hour of my time. I'm like, yes, why don't you call more people in Montana or California or Texas? Just call them. I mean, you can't give them legal real estate advice, but you could at least call them and say, hey, I could help hook you up with an agent there. And then in world, we have several international referrals every year. Obviously, you know, you have clients that are international clients yourself and your team. So it's anywhere in the world that people are buying or selling a house. What other sales is that? And all you have to do is pick up the phone.
That's yeah, it's amazing. And you know, those outbound calls could be people you know, could be people you don't know. We always talk about for sale by owners and expireds, Tony. Sometimes those are free. You could literally go on a site like Zillow and those phone numbers get published. We know these are people who want to sell their home and who will likely end up listing with a realtor. There's a way to leverage that as well. So Tony, you know, we talk about Brooke, who's phenomenal. Everyone loves Brooke. You know, when they think of Century 21 Homestar, they often think of Brooke because she's the one who's reached out so many times over the years just to check in, how are things going? And so many times she starts the conversation. So having an admin help you make phone calls. Now, of course, from realtor standpoint, we have to be careful what those admins say. But if all they're doing is engaging people and saying, hey, would you like to have a conversation with Mike? Would you like to have a conversation with Tony? That's okay, right, Tony? So leverage.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Just like you mentioned with Brooke, my assistant, she's been with me over 10 years now. And just I am busy and you as a realtor are busy helping your clients. There's nothing wrong with having somebody make those calls and those connections for you because it makes you efficient. And occasionally we get people like calling agents and or agents having assistants call. Well, why don't they call me directly? Because they're helping their clients. And not to compare it to like your doctor. Your doctor doesn't call you to check if you have you're coming in for your appointment today. You know, they might follow up with you when you are a patient and there's things going on, but they're dealing with patients and important things. And you could, and any agent that wants to use someone to make calls will give them the talking points to talk to people. Because sometimes agents are like, oh, well, that just feels not genuine when I call people, you know, and it's not me calling them to talk, have that conversation. I'm like, no, they're there to schedule time for the people that really want to talk to you.
I love that point, Tony. And in many cases, that help doesn't have to be extremely expensive. I know a lot of agents are saying, oh, well, I can't afford to hire somebody, Mike. You know what? Do you have a college kid at home, even a high school kid, maybe a junior or senior who sounds good and can read a script? You know, there's ways to leverage your time with admin, which leads me to my next idea on jumpstarting your business, which is get help. Okay, so whether it's admin help or phone help or some kind of other assistance, you can hire someone at a relatively low cost to help you leverage your business. So if I have more, I only have X number of hours in a day, right, Tony? I've got, you know, some would say 40 hours, but of course in real estate, you know, we tend to work longer hours than that. But if I took part of that time that I spend, say, handling my paperwork, and I were able to hand that off to somebody, there are companies, Tony, out there from like $250 to $395 that will manage your transactions for you so that you can focus on getting another deal, you know, taking out, doing more showings. So for $250 to $395 per deal, you can hand off a big chunk of the admin side of your business just on closings. And that's only one example.
Oh, definitely. And that's the great part about that is usually, I mean, if you have a good buyer, you could have them jump in whenever you want to handle it. So when you know it's a done deal and you're going to make commission, you have money to spend and invest if you think this is going to be take up a lot of your time. But most agents, unfortunately, don't equal time equals money. They don't. They want to do everything themselves, thinking that there's, I could do it myself. Well, you can, but then if it's take whatever you're doing, if it's taking away from income generating activities, then you're not just losing, the money that you could be paying someone, but you're losing possible income in the future. So
Yeah.
it's just time is money.
Cast off that mindset that, oh, my time is free. Your time's not free. Your time has value and you choose how to spend that time. So this, what I'm talking about here is a transaction coordinator. And there are companies you could just go online and find any number of transaction coordinators or do what we do when we have a question. We're members of Facebook groups, Century 21 groups, our coaching group, our Tom Ferry coaching group. We go into those platforms and we say, hey, we're looking for a transaction coordination company. Who do you guys use? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay. So that's another way to jumpstart your business, guys. So that segues into number three, which is leverage your existing relationships, especially the online ones, the ones that are one to many. So social media, that's what I'm talking about here. Go into those groups, for example, and just say, hey, I'm looking for ideas how to generate more people at my open houses. How are you guys getting for sale by owners? What transaction coordination company are you using? Go into those platforms and leverage those relationships. Tony, I know you're a big advocate of social media. Do you have anything to add to this one?
Yeah, and also social media just still is not the eliminate the phone. It's just another avenue. So it's kind of like the new technology of mail. When you send some things to people in the mail, you got to follow up with it, a phone call or a text or stopping by their house. Same with social media. Just because you connect with people on social media doesn't mean they're going to use you. Just because you post things that you're in real estate, they're going to use you. You have to ask for the business. You got to call them, connect with them, and ask for the business. If you don't call and connect, they're just going to watch you and just think you're busy. Especially those agents that post all the time. Look at another sale, another sale, another sale. Sometimes if I was a potential client, I'm like, but at least unless they're calling me occasionally asking me for my business, I'm gonna think like, they're too busy for me. Why would I
Wow,
call them?
what a great point, Tony. I never thought of that. And
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number two team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So to expound on that just a little more, and then I'll get off of social media because you know what a big proponent I am of social media. This is targeted toward two teammates I see on the call today, and that is to either start if you haven't yet or increase your output of content. Okay, so I'm going to start broad here and then get real specific. So again, at the beginning of this session, we talked about outgoing activities, phone calls, whatever it is. So the way to jumpstart your business is to either start or increase your output of content. Now, the number one form of content, of course, we all know Tom Ferry's been preaching it for a decade, is video. So I'll give you some specific examples. A teammate of mine, Chris. Chris started, he, brand new agent, started posting on Facebook just what he was doing. Hey, I'm out showing houses today. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. One of his friends from high school saw what he was doing, reached out to him and says, hey, we have to sell mom's house, I think it was. All from him pushing out content. Okay, he wasn't afraid to get in front of his selfie camera and do what he was doing. I'll give you an example from mine. I recently got a referral of a seller from someone I haven't seen since 10th grade. Okay, and little spoiler alert, I'm 54 years old now. So 10th grade. It was quite a few years ago. She was a good friend in 10th grade, lost touch with her after that. And just from seeing the content I'm pushing out, videos about real estate, market updates, not always just sale, sale, sale. Like Tony said, I realize now I was probably doing it the right way, pushing out different forms of content, educating people about the market, telling them what's going on. She watched that for years now. We've been Facebook friends for years and said, hey, Mike, I know a couple selling their house in Rocky River. And it was great. I mean, the fact that she had developed that trust with me just from watching our content, and there's a referral. So outbound content. Tony, you're huge on outbound content. You do a show every single day.
Right. No, I love and you got to make it easy for yourself and things that you like to do, and kind of have it on a system to do. And then you just keep your name. People will call you. People will. And I use this analogy to kind of compare what you're saying to that. If one of your friends or relatives just happen to open up a restaurant, you're probably going to go try the restaurant. Like, oh, wow, I just see they open up a restaurant. I'm going to go try it. Imagine how many times and when will you go back? Well, guess what? You get to decide when you go back, and it might be often, it might be whenever. But if your friend or relative who owns that restaurant called you often, like, I would love to see you at the restaurant, guess what? You're going to go more often and even borderline feel obligated to go. If you have close friends and relatives, if I say this to agents almost on a daily basis, it's no problem calling them every month and go, hey, by the way, I would like a referral. Give me someone I could call. Just, I'm not calling them to sell them anything. I know they're going to feel obligated to do that. Some agents feel, well, I don't want to push them. Like, they know someone. Just give me a name of someone. So how many people do you know are close to 20? You should get 20 new people or 40, giving me two every month of people I could just reach out to say, hey, you're my cousin. You're my friend. You trust me. I'm your trusted real estate advisor. When you need me, they trust me. I would love to be your trusted real estate advisor. It's not a sale. I'm not trying to convince them anything. I'm going to want to help them and have a connection there.
Yeah.
And some agents are like, I don't want them to feel obligated. It's not. It's the way how you explain to them. It's not, you're not going to be bothering these people. Does that make sense?
It does. I use the analogy of a landscape company because it's something we can all relate to. If I owned a landscape company and Tony, you're my friend, and someone said to you, hey, I need someone to cut my grass, you wouldn't think twice about referring my landscape company. So why is being a realtor any different? It's only different here. You guys are putting up those roadblocks. And I have a great script for you to use. This is straight from Brian Buffini, our buddy, Brian Buffini, Tony. He uses what he calls the mayor campaign. And it's just a simple script that sounds something like this. Hey, Tony, how you doing? We catch up. You know, by the way, you know, I'm a realtor. I've called you a dozen times over the years. If you knew someone who needed real estate services, would I be the agent that you think of? Simple as that. Just ask the question. And you know what? They're probably going to say yes if they're in your sphere of influence. But if they say no, there's usually a reason. Well, no, Mike, you know, my wife's sister is a realtor, so I would probably think of her first because, you know, it's family and I don't want to have to deal with that at Thanksgiving dinner. Simple answer to that is just, hey, no problem. Totally understand that. If there's anything outside her geographic area or something she doesn't handle, would I be your second choice? Would I come to mind if she can't handle it? And you still have a potential relationship there and you ease off that awkward, potentially awkward situation with that very simple answer. Tony, you've heard Buffini do the mayor campaign script. It's so simple.
Oh, definitely. It's perfect. It's like the best intro I've ever heard.
Yeah. So two more real quick here, Tony. I'm just going to talk about leads real quick because I know that, you know, we're talking about jumpstarting a business. And of course, one of the easy ways to do it, it costs money in most cases, but you guys can go out and buy leads. There's nothing that says that you can't. There are still different websites out there selling leads. We don't buy leads on the team because we generate our own, but realtor.com, I think, still sells leads. I believe Zillow has a program, Flex something or other. Going to be expensive, but you could go out and buy leads. Now, there are also lead companies that you only pay on the back end. So Tony, one of the things we have is Opcity, of course. Now, Opcity is what it is, but again, leads are leads. And you know, the conversion percentage of leads is pretty low. It's a lot about the follow-up, but there are lead sources out there that you guys can get that are either you pay monthly or you pay a referral fee on the back end.
And back to what asking for referrals too, like just like say you could pay for leads. You are legally allowed, if you say to someone you see, say, I will give you a $5 gift card if you give me a name of someone. You're allowed to do that there because it's not equal business. So you could even have agents say out there, hey, I'm having a raffle every month of people that give me names of people. It's for $25. Give me a name. I'll give you a ticket. You know, and again, it's not equal business. You could pay just like we pay these companies for leads that they say pay per lead that comes in because it's not equaling business, guaranteeing business. So you can't pay someone back when something closes. And also bring up Buffini. What does he say? Award the behavior, not the result, right? So when someone gives you a lead, you reward their behavior of giving you a lead. You don't wait till they buy or sell someone. When they wait and buy or sell months and months later, it's already they forgot. So you reward the behavior of giving a lead, not just someone went, hey, by the way, so-and-so closed. You can let them know, say, hey, congratulations, your friend closed a house with me. Can't pay him because of it, but you could have paid them for giving them that name.
That's right. And so many agents don't understand that. They think giving money is always wrong or unethical. That's not true. So I love the idea of a Starbucks gift card or something. Hey, thank you so much for thinking of me. You dropped this in a handwritten note. Here, have your next couple coffees are on me. Thank you. Period. Right. That's it.
Yeah. And I have agents out there that are paying for leads that are coming in and they don't even know them. Imagine your friends, relatives, you paying them for those names. And now you have that connection of who, it's a referral too on top of it. Though that conversion is going to be skyrocketed way more on those people than someone right off the internet.
Yeah, I love it. All these are great ideas, Tony. I'm going to wrap it up here with a rather self-serving idea because everything that we just talked about, these are things that we offer on the team. So another great way to ramp up your business, if you're not already on a team or your brokerage doesn't offer this type of support, think about your brokerage, think about a team, and find out if you need some or all of these benefits, talk to someone about it. You know, I know it's kind of self-serving because we do a lot of this stuff. You know, we have more leads than we can handle right now. And we offer training and coaching and admin support and all that. So again, I'll kind of wrap it up on that thought with my email address. If you guys want to reach out to me, it's mike@21mike.com. And Tony, if you want to talk about Homestar here for a quick sec and do your final outro, I think we're ready to wrap up.
Yeah, text me anytime. That's always the best at 216-374-1269.
Yep. And, you know, of course, at the brokerage, there's support there. I know a lot of people aren't familiar with our office. We have one main office and all the support comes out of that central hub where we have Julia, Carly, Brenda, Debbie, you know, training and resources there to help agents do business. And it's not, it's a central office and everything comes out of one place. So I know that some people question, hey, what does Homestar actually have? We have an amazing benefit package. So if you're interested in that, get a hold of Tony. And as always, thanks everybody for joining us. We will be here every Tuesday doing this. Please comment, like, share this content. Let us know what else you'd like to hear about because Tony and I are happy to share our ideas for whatever they're worth.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.